This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we concluded by saying, if you have shared the good news with someone whom you discern is consistently scoffing and ridiculing it, you are free to walk away from them. This approach will harden some and provoke them to retaliate, while causing others to reconsider their attitude. In 2 Corinthians 2:15 and 16, Paul says, "For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life." The rich young ruler who came to Jesus didn't like the answer Jesus gave him, turned and walked away empty-handed. On the other hand, a Canaanite woman came to Jesus begging him for help. Jesus rejected her request and told her she was nothing more than a dog. She surprisingly accepted that degrading designation and pressed her humble plea for Jesus' help. "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Matthew 15. Jesus responded to her faith by granting her request. This is a picture of amazing grace received by faith. These illustrations present us with the conundrum. Though Jesus said, "Do not give the dogs what is sacred," giving us the freedom to turn away from someone we judge to be beyond wanting to be saved, we might be wrong in our assessment. This suggests the first thing we should do when we feel like judging someone is to pray for them, and then, before we act, pray for discernment for ourselves. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.